It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, please welcome as a new fixture on the show, Mackenzie, doing the garbage this morning.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm so happy to be here hanging out. Let's get to it. Well, Miley Cyrus was busted getting it on with rumored new girlfriend Caitlyn Carter at Soho House in West Hollywood. Okay, according to spies, they were obsessed with each other, could not keep their hands off of each other. The two ladies were seen making out everywhere. In the bathroom, at the bar, middle of the dance
floor.
Hold on,
bathroom? Is it
ever hot
in the bathroom? No way.
That's like every dude's fantasy. That's what you think we do in there. But these two were actually, you know, making out. There's no question they are together. Of course, this comes very soon after the news that Miley and her hubby Liam Hemsworth called it quits, and Caitlyn and her hubby Brody Jenner went their separate ways. So now the ladies are in love, or at least in lust, it seems.
So that's what happens. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Joe does not have a problem with this.
Nah, not really. Just the whole bathroom's kind of gross to me.
Moving on to Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, she is in love with her hubby, Will, but says the two aren't really cut out for conventional marriage.
Hardest thing you'll ever do is be married.
Yeah, she says in a new interview that they are together, they're life partners, but they don't like marriage. She says it's a golden cage, swallow the key. Before she agreed to get married, she's like, this is going to kill me. And every so often, it damn near does.
But it's okay, I get that, but doesn't that kind of like make it easy then to get out of marriage if you're like, well, I don't really like it. It's kind of confining. Well, yeah, it's an idea. You're supposed to commit to that one person forever. I mean, it is kind of confining.
What do you think about those two, though? They're said to have an open relationship.
I mean, you know what? It works for them. At least they seem from the outside like everything's awesome.
Yeah, they do. So, hey, whatever works.
If I had that kind of money, I'd be in any kind of relationship my wife wanted.
There you go. Speaking of money, has anyone ever been watching the latest 90210 reboot on Fox?
I have not.
You haven't? I cannot wait. I've DVR'd everything. I was obsessed with it back in the day. Well, Tori Spelling, a.k.a. Donna Martin, she's yet to pay off over $88,000 she owes to American Express. Now the cops are getting involved. Tori Spelling was ordered to pay almost $88,000 to American Express a few years back because she failed to make credit card payments. She still owes a ton of money. And now the cops are saying, hey, we know you're doing this reboot. We know you're getting paid. Hello, Missy.
It's like, hey, can you take me out of the promo? Can you not mention me in the credits?
No, even bigger news, I think, is that she and Brian Austin Green, David Silver from the show, admit they totally used to hook up back in the day all the time. So they were a TV couple and hooking up behind the scenes.
Come on, we all knew that was happening, though.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child, she is set to star in a new Lifetime Christmas movie, and she's thrilled about it. Kelly says the movie's called Merry Little Christmas, little L-I-D-D-L-E.
So I wonder where you're going with that. I'm like, it doesn't sound that happy.
Merry little Christmas. Kelly will be Jackie, a successful single tech entrepreneur who hosts her dysfunctional family in their new home over the holidays. I'm telling you, these Lifetime original movies, the holiday ones, addicting. You sit down for 2 seconds, you get sucked into
the entire
thing.
You get sucked into those kind of movies.
I do. This is one of the 28 original Christmas movies that Lifetime is planning just to release this year. 28 Christmas movies. Some other titles you may have seen, A Very Nutty Christmas, Finding Mr. Claus, A Nanny for Christmas, Becoming Santa.
Those all sound like inappropriate adult movies to me, but hey, all right, Mackenzie with the garbage.
There you go.